In New York City, police and federal agents arrest three men accused of selling 1,000 medical masks for 10 times the normal price. In another case, less than a block from one of New York's biggest hospitals, agents from Homeland Security Investigation search a pharmacy, tipped off that it was selling masks at vastly inflated prices.
I look at these individuals, these organizations, as the worst of the worst. They are looking at making a quick buck off the backs of our medical heroes.
On Long Island this week, officials search a jewelry store they say was selling N95 masks for five times what they should cost. Typically, when agents make arrests, they seize the evidence and hold it for trial. But the FBI says in these cases, agents try to get the medical supplies distributed to places where they're urgently needed.
We're also working with FEMA to make sure that if we seize it pursuant to an investigation, we can work with FEMA to get it into the hands of medical professionals or the people who need it.
In Texas, the attorney general sued a Houston auction house for price gouging, even though bidders set the price, not the auctioneer. When FEMA heard about all the boxes of medical supplies, federal officials showed up ready to buy. But so did Harris County, Texas, and because it was armed with a court order and a truck, the county won and hauled the material away.